Good morning. This is Charles Landry, the CEO of SpringML. With us today for our discussion, we have Carolee Gerhart, the Global Channel Chief and Global SMB Sales Leader for Google Cloud. Carolee, welcome and thank you so much for the time today.
It is great to be here, Charles. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're delighted. It's good to see you again, and we're thankful you can take the time to really help us address some of the questions that we see in the market and that our customers are asking us about as we move through these interesting times, right?
Indeed, they're interesting. Yes.
It is. We're blessed to be where we are. We're delighted to have your partnership. But with that being said, let's get right to it, right? You know, from a GCP perspective, as we work through these kind of challenging times and as our customer sets look for kind of a new normal, whatever that means, how has your strategy for the partner ecosystem changed?
Look, I'd say there's a bunch of ways in which it really hasn't changed at all. For us, the ecosystem, partners like you have been critically important both before and after, and because that's really around the customer centricity that we both have. I think, you know, COVID-19 has impacted organizations in so many different ways, and we've watched our partners step up to support those joint customers. Helping businesses can, you know, maintain their business continuity, adjust to new ways of working, and building also, frankly, a foundation for the future of their business going forward. And, you know, we've seen that in helping hospitals that have been directly impacted, retailers and grocers addressing a dramatic shift. I know we were talking earlier, we had customers that were experiencing like 30x the volume they did on Black Friday, which, you know, made their minds explode. And so, as they've been dealing with sort of this changing environment, our partners have been the ones who've been there to support those customers. And I know I talked to you a bit earlier about what SpringML has been doing in that regard and some of the great stories that you have around ways in which you've supported our customers in these like crazy times. We talked about the Commonwealth of Virginia and the mobile app, you know, to help the state track citizens who might be exposed and provide support for those. And potentially, hopefully, of course, reduce additional exposure, as well as things like the state of New York using Dialogflow to support COVID contact tracing. And, you know, and then what you did with the state of Utah and sort of helping the call center volunteers, making monitoring more efficient and avoiding sort of repeat calling people too many times, et cetera. So I think these are all things, frankly, that, you know, you mentioned feeling blessed. I do as well, as ways in which, you know, one, we can help in this moment, but is really consistent with what the goal has always been, to help customers. And so I think, you know, while this time has been certainly challenging everywhere in the world, what we found is Google Cloud and our partners are more relevant than they ever have been before. And that these solutions, which are really helping them grapple with this moment in time, has become so important.
Yeah, we would agree. I would echo those sentiments. The other dimension that we've really seen play out during this period of time is that of speed, right? The need to have competent, you know, great tools with people that understand how to use them and access to expertise, whether it's a customer engineer or someone on the GCP product team, has really been unparalleled. We were able to kind of merge those things together in partnership and deliver the solutions that you talk about. The state of Utah solution that you referenced, we delivered that in 72 hours over weekend through incredible collaboration and great partnership with the team at the state.
That's fantastic.
Well, let's move on. As we said, it's a very interesting time. And you, like myself, this is not our first rodeo, as the question.
Let's not talk about how many, please, Charles, but yes, correct.
We won't indeed. But compared to some of your other roles, what have been really the biggest surprises in your current role at GCP?
Look, I think I'd step back and say, you know, Google is really a company where politics are out and helpfulness is in. And I think you referenced that to some degree in the collaboration that we've had together, and certainly in the collaboration that we do with customers as well. When I think about the way that manifests itself too within my organization, you know, all of us have leaders have had the experience where you're like, hey, I've got this extra project. Is there anyone who'd be willing to work on this? And, you know, typically there may be one or two people. They're probably the busiest people that are in your org. And they're the ones who'll be like, you know, like, I can help. I can take that on. You know, Google is a place where it's like me, you know, me, I can let, you know, how can I help? Is really a part of the ethos of the company. And that's been, you know, frankly, just a total delight. You know, being at a company that is really oriented around, you know, trying to do the right thing has been impactful as well. You know, folks who have worked for me in other organizations before know I always had sort of a do the right thing award. You know, which was really meant around sort of, it's not about sort of how someone was compensated or like, you know, what exactly was someone's job box, but saying, you know, how do I meet the moment? And, you know, it's been, I'm like, I don't have that award here at Google because, I mean, that's really sort of like that, it would go around to everyone because I think people are really focused on saying, you know, how do I meet this moment? And I see that in my direct teams, I see that in our partners like you, you know, and there are obviously bigger things that Google is doing, the bigger Google, you know, in the market right now between sort of, you referenced, I'm responsible also for Google Cloud's SMB business. Mm-hmm. There was a really significant, you know, commitment to SMBs, you know, that was in the neighborhood of sort of $800 million that was all around sort of how to help SMBs, health organizations, governments, you know, that have gone on between, you know, $250 million in ad grants to help the World Health Organization to $200 million investment fund to help NGOs. And then a whole series of credits have been given to small and medium businesses overall. And I think one of the things, you know, and again, so we see that both writ large. And then I think about myself personally, Google does, you know, has a great program around matching of contributions that employees make. And that was increased at this time from $7,500 to $10,000. So I'm able to go online to pick, you know, certified sort of like nonprofits that are in the program, which is like a massive, massive, you know, program that are ones that relate to things that are important to me, and they match that. So effectively employees can now give, you know, up to $20,000 to impact, you know, organizations that are directly in their communities. And then look, we're using Google Meet right now. You know, obviously you can imagine the onslaught of sort of need around virtually connecting with people. And so we've offered this for free for everyone through the end of September for businesses. And so this offer has also been made available through all our partners and is, you know, supported also by a fund to help customers deploy this solution as well.
Well, that is wonderful. And there's no doubt that Google at large or an Alphabet at large, as well as GCP, has really stepped up in this time. I think it's well recognized. We are never surprised by the passion, and the talent, and the commitment of our GCP team members that we interact with, whether it's sales, product, service, whatever. We're just not surprised. We know that you know, it's a great partnership, and that we have each other's backs, and we're all focused on delivering for the client. So that's tremendous and something we want to take forward and do at a faster rate. As you know, when we started the year, and we had the pleasure of hearing Mr. Kurian speak and lay out kind of aggressive growth targets and all the plans that we all put together to get after 2020 and deliver results. Clearly, those things have changed and evolved. But I also know that the GCP still has growth targets. What's the best way that we as a partner can help you achieve those now in this very dynamic environment?
Thanks, Charles. I just wanted to, you know, appreciate the comments you're making about Googlers. And again, I think that sentiment is really shared by us. About you, and that really is where our best partners shine. It's like the way they show up. So thank you for that as well. So when I think about sort of partners and sort of what it means in the context of growth, et cetera, I would just be, you know, in the last year and a half, there's been a tremendous amount of changes in terms of how, as Google Cloud, we've thought about how we go to market. And it's really been, broadening and deepening our presence in top companies on a global basis. We've been focused on sort of how do we make sure that we are, not just the most passionate and not just the best technology, but the easiest cloud provider for companies to do business with, and ensuring that, our partnering is really about creating a big win for our customers together, and that should make a big win for our partners. We've been focused in on thinking through, where are the big markets, and thinking about from an industry perspective, and there's a number of them where you guys are focused as well, but sort of saying, where are the industries where we feel like we really have a disproportionate impact to offer the market? Things like healthcare, financial services, retail, public sector, manufacturing and energy, media, entertainment, and gaming. These are places where we're aligning our field organization and where we've really picked a focus based on kind of three key facts. Where does Google Cloud already have strength from a business perspective? Where Google has strength as a company overall, you referenced. I mean, we have this great position to be able to leverage the broader Google to bring the best of for our customers. And also where we see the competition is not addressing these customer needs, and where we can focus from a vertical perspective on really delivering value to those customers. And I think, so that has manifested itself in lots of different ways around sort of more specialized field teams that are better able to partner with folks like you that have really specific vertical expertise that you can bring in around data, which is so important right now. And then I think, we've been trying to focus on things that we can do to really help folks accelerate sort of what the deal cycle is and make sure it's less paperwork and more focus on sort of what the customer needs. And I think, and to do that, we've really integrated partners across all aspects of the way in which we go to market. And again, it just sort of all comes back to the customer on saying, have we got the right partner and the right place at the right time with the right skills to really address unlocking, opportunity and innovation for that particular customer and really helping them deliver value?
Well, I can tell you that we are collectively making progress on that. We look at our statistics, if you will, back across time and understand the number of deals we've closed, et cetera, et cetera. I can tell you it has gotten easier, right? Mm. It has gotten easier to do business with GCP. It has gotten easier to contract and get to the point of, to the point of insight with the customer. And the customers feel that as well. So that is really outstanding in how quickly we can move through some of these things. And that as the models evolve and as flexibility is required, we can collectively deliver on that. Mm. I know that we'd love to talk forever. But I also know that can't happen, right? I guess I'd probably sum it up with kind of one final question before we close this out. And that is, based on where we're at today, what do you really see on the horizon for the industry, for cloud? And what's your take on how Google Cloud will continue to differentiate, gain share, and ultimately change the world?
Look, I think about writ large, I think it's clear the popularity of multi-cloud and sort of hybrid cloud is going to continue to rise. Mm-hmm. Gartner has estimated that by 2021, over 75% of mid-sized and large companies will have adopted a multi-cloud or hybrid strategy. And I think we've only seen an acceleration of that. This means that customers really aren't looking for a particular partner or vendor, but they're looking for partners that can help them embrace a really inclusive approach to deliver the best of. And I think Google is really uniquely positioned to respond to this dynamic. We've championed openness from the beginning. It's one of the things that I think really differentiates us. When you think about sort of Kubernetes originating with us, TensorFlow, which you guys would be well familiar, being great examples of contributions that we have made back to the open source community. And then thinking about sort of Anthos to say, look, delivering a solution that allows someone to say, how do I just innovate on the front end and some of the things that you do so well? So I think, bottom line, they're going to really focus on what are the opportunities to innovate. And we talked a little bit earlier before we started this podcast, just about some of the dynamics that are happening in the market right now and the ways customers are responding to that. And I think it's become more important than ever to say, look, what are we trying to deliver as a business and how can we innovate? And the ways in which this is going to continue forward, although this has been an unusual time, it's really accelerated, you know, the need for things like where, you know, Spring LML has really delivered come in, enabling customers to leverage the benefits of really cutting edge AI and ML technologies to more quickly address their customer, you know, our customers' customers' problems and challenges that they've got. You know, we're going to continue to see technologies become more accessible and democratized. And I think data, you know, where you guys are so deep in is a great example of that. You know, how are organizations able to access infrastructure and technology they might not otherwise be able to without the benefit of the cloud? And, you know, when I think about sort of there'll be a session on at our next is coming up soon, depending on when this is, you know, folks are listening to this. But we have a session there that'll be with Iron Mountain that's going to be sharing sort of how they were migrating 1,200 databases across 50 countries and 200 acquisitions from an on-premise environment in just 6 weeks. And I think, you know, we've got things like Looker that has really been a game changer for large global organizations to easily create dashboards and visualizations. And then, you know, MI capabilities that are built into the platform that are going to continue to support innovation. I think this trend that you are on the forefront of, which is really around how do customers harness AI and ML to accelerate their businesses and deliver innovation, is going to be persistent and is going to be really beneficial to the whole market.
Well, we're excited about that. I mean, we see the pace of innovation speeding up. We see AI and ML at the heart of it. And we see that that gravity that's created when you've got your data in the cloud, when you can leverage all the capabilities of a platform like GCP and BigQuery in particular, at being really at the heart of that. So we're excited. Carolee, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate your insight, and we're grateful for the opportunity to speak with you. We look forward to seeing you virtually at Next, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Charles. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.